The words Winona Windhawks behind the front, and Winona wins the tip going from right to left on your radio dial. K-A-T-E, Albert Lee. Thank you so much for tuning in for Tiger Girls Basketball. Top of the key, that's Keller. Keller dribbles left side. Person-to-person defense by Albert Lee. Good defense by Kennis. Oliver Keller. Now to that left wing to Quinn. Quinn drops it off. Higher in the left wing. They'll bounce pass in the paint. Turnaround shot put up. Partially blocked. I think those Veltman got a hand on it. And here comes Albert Lee with their first possession going from left to right. Taya Jeffrey, 16 points away from becoming the all-time leading scorer at Albert Lee High School. Had the basketball. She'll dish it off. Right side over to Luring. Back to the top to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, right side over to Kennis. Person-to-person defense here by the Windhawks. Deeper in that right corner to Luring. Back to the top to Kennis. Back over to Luring. Deeper in that right corner. Back to the top to Veldman. Or to Jublin, excuse me. Right side to Kennis. Albert Lee just having a tough time finding any kind of penetration so far. They'll drop it off underneath now to Kennis on the block. Sort of puts it up. A left-handed layup shot. No good. Rebound tapped around. Loose ball on the floor. Winona comes up with it. Windhawks come up with a scramble. No score. Minute plus gone by off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. And now a offensive foul is going to be called inside. That's going to be on Elia Sonnenberg. Trying to post up on the block, and she's called for an offensive foul and a turnover on Winona.
It looked like she just used her hands to try to get a position with a wraparound in the low right block, and the official right there calls it.
So Tigers back with the basketball again. Goose eggs on the board, looking for our first points tonight. Kennis in the left wing. Back to the top to Luring. Right side to Veldman. Back to Luring. Left side to Kennis once again. And I take that back. It's kind of a box and one they're playing. Looked like a box and one. It's stolen away from Jeffrey. Picked up there by Quinn. Quinn in transition, looking for some help. Drops it off. Now top of the key at the basketball. That's Grace Quinn. Again, Faith Quinn and Grace Quinn. Couple of Quinns out there for Winona. Pass inside is picked down, stolen there by Veldman. Veldman with the basketball, and back comes Albert Lee across the timeline. And Veldman, she thought she double-dribbled. She got away with that one. Jeffrey on the left wing. Deep in that right corner. Back to the wing to Jeffrey.
Yeah, they're doing 2-2 with a box and one on Jeffrey. You don't see that very often.
No, so Faith Quinn, her job is to be on Jeffrey. Again, Winona, they know what's going on tonight, too. And speaking of Jeffrey, in the paint, hits the bucket. Nice pass by Luring on the left wing. Jeffrey gets the first two. That's 2-0. Jeffrey 14 points away from becoming Albert Lee's all-time leading scorer. Tigers trying to trap at half court. 2-0 Albert Lee. Faith Quinn back to the top of the key to Grace Quinn. She had a good look at a three, passed it up. Left side to Faith Quinn back to the top of the key. She'll reset the offense. Now driving into the paint. Almost lost the handle. Could have been a double dribble. No whistle. Back to Filson on the top. At the free throw line. Kicks it left side. Three-point attempt by Faith Quinn. That one is short. Long rebound is pulled down by Jublin. Veldman will bring it across the timeline. Right corner to Kennis. It's kind of a 2-2 zone. Yeah, Kennis for three from the right side and hits it. Kennis knocks it down. That's one way to beat the zone. Kennis with a three, and the Tigers up 5-0 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Trying to trap at half court. Now a foul. He reaches in. The foul is going to be called on Morgan Luring. That'll be her first. Team foul number one on Albert Lee.
Yeah, with that boxing 1-2-2, you're going to have a lot of spots to shoot the three. And look for Kendall to probably keep throwing them up there.
And I suppose from a Winona perspective, even though there is history on the line tonight, they know Jeffrey's the best scorer for Albert Lee. Not too often do you see a zone or a box and one, but that's what we're seeing tonight. There's a near turnover, a scramble from the top of the key, falling down to Sonnenberg, but able to get it to one of her teammates. They'll reset it up. That's Grace Quinn. Quinn on the right wing, Luring all over her. Back to the top of the key to Filzen. Filzen high on the point. In between the circles there, looking for someone to help. And now Faith Quinn will reset the offense. Swings it left side. Back to the top of the key, the chance of defense here at the high school. Again, 5-0 Albert Lee off to a quick start. In that right corner, pull up 15-foot jumper baseline is well long there by Faith Quinn. Rebound by Albert Lee. Kennis in the front court, kicks in the corner to Luring. Back to the right wing to Jeffrey. Jeffrey looking to drive. Jeffrey at the right elbow. Swings it. Left side over to Jubelin for three. That one is short. Rebound pulled down and kept alive there by Veldman. Long jumper by Luring. That one is long. And a rebound pulled down by Keller for Winona. Keller will bring it across the timeline. Again, the Windhawks still looking for their first bucket. 13-22 to go first half. 5-0 Elbert Lee. In the paint, spinning, double team comes, kicks it to the right wing. And then it's stolen by Jeffrey. 2-on-1 the other way. Now Jeffrey gets it knocked away from behind. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Winona. Then also by Faith Quinn to knock it away.
Another way you can beat the 1-2, two box and one, just push the ball up court and don't let him get set.
Substitution for Winona. Olivia Bell will check in for the first time. Olivia Bell, a 5'6", seventh grader. Bell's a seventh grader checking in, and Luring will sit down for Elbert Lee for the first time tonight. Nevaeh Wackels, a freshman, 5'9 guard, number 23 in the game. Speaking of Wackels, right side to Jeffrey. Jeffrey swings it left side. Kenneth for three. Her three-pointer is going to be short. Front iron, back iron comes off, and trying to chase down the rebound. It goes off of Veldman. Last touch by Veldman. And basketball back to Winona. So full court pressure coming here by Elbert Lee. Substitution. So Lindsay Bijek checks in for the first time. And sitting down will be Kenneth.
Looks like we're in a 1-2-2 three-quarter court press. Very similar to what Chris Vadnais and the Austin boys do.
Bell swings it left side. Still in the backcourt to Grace Quinn. Finally in the front court. Double teamed on the wing was Faith Quinn. She'll drive in, drops it off. An 8-foot jumper is no good. Rebound pulled down by Veldman. That shot by Vilsen, couldn't hit it. It's still a 5-0 lead. Pass inside, nice pass in the right block. The shot is missed by Veldman. Rebound by Winona. Winona coming the other way, kind of out of control, and the layup is still good. Grace Quinn, she had two Tigers on her, able to get the layup and put Winona on the board. 5-2. Tiger lead down to three with 12-17 to go first half. Jeffrey running the point, top of the key. Left side to Bijak. Back to Jeffrey.
It's had a high pick on her, too, and she'll probably get a good look at a three.
Right side to Wackels. Back to the top to Veldman. Veldman at the right elbow. Now Jubelin drives right baseline. Ends up getting to Jeffrey in the left elbow. She's double-teamed left corner. Bijak drives in and almost tied up. She's going to be tied up. No, a travel's going to be called. The double-team came over as Bijak was driving that left baseline, and a turnover on Elbert Lee. So not a whole lot of points being scored in this one so far. 5-2, Tigers by three, 11:40 to go here in the first half. Here we go, Tigers, the chant from the student body. In that right corner with the basketball, that's Morgan Harold, first time she's been in the game. Driving in, and that's going to be a foul. Left side driving in is Grace Quinn. And Quinn, who's got the only bucket for Winona, she's going to shoot a couple as the foul is going to be on Annika Veldman. That'll be her first. Team foul number two.
Quinn was forced to her left hand. She almost lost that ball, but she was able to recover, put it up, get fouled.
First free throw is no good off to the right. Substitution for the Tigers. Kendall Kennis will check back in. Bijak will sit down. So Jeffrey, Kennis, Wackels, Jubelin, and Veldman out there for Elbert Lee. Second free throw, that one is short, no good. Long rebound, chasing down the corner is Harold for Winona. So even though two misses by Quinn, Winona keeps the possession alive. Little floater from 6 feet, that is too long on the shot by Faith Quinn. Rebound by Elbert Lee. Tigers up 5-2. Wackels left wing, top of the key to Jeffrey. Jeffrey gets it knocked away and a foul is going to be called. Faith Quinn going for the steal. She'll pick up her first. Team foul number two on Winona. That was a tough call on Quinn. I thought she might have got there a step ahead on the steal.
It looked like some shoulder contact, and I think that's what he saw.
Jeffrey, top of the key, left side to Veldman. Deeper in the corner to Wackels. Wackels back to Kennis on the wing. Kennis for three, left side, and hits it. Kendall Kennis, she's got two threes tonight. The Tigers are up 8-2. Six-point lead for Elbert Lee. Full court pressure once again by the Tigers. In the backcourt, that's Grace Quinn. Now the left wing driving is Bell. Bell, double team comes on the baseline. She'll pass it to a teammate. Shot put up from 7 feet, no good. But she's fouled. That's Ellie Filzen who got fouled, and a couple of free throws coming up for Filson. Foul's going to be on Annika Veldman. That'll be her second, team foul number three on Albert Lee. First free throw is no good by Filson.
High and soft. You got this, Allie. Come on, you got it.
Lou Ring will come in. Veldman will sit down with her two personals. Grace Quinn will come out for Winona. Tracy Kaler will check in for the Windhawks. Second one is good. So she gets one and two. Filson will sit down. Marin Keller will check back in. It's an 8-3 lead for Albert Lee. Luringer bringing it across the timeline, right side to Kennis. Kennis drives in the paint and sort of got caught up in midair, able to kick it to the corner somehow over to Juvelin. And now Juvelin is fouled in that left corner.
To be on Bell.
So the foul is going to be on Bell. That'll be her first, team foul number three. What's the kind of pace I'm assuming Winona wants to play? They want a low-scoring game, don't want to get in any kind of run-and-gun with Albert Lee. And right now they're staying right with our Tigers, down by just five with 10:29 to go first half. Kenneth on the left wing. And still that box in one. That they're running. With Faith Quinn chasing Jeffrey all over the place. Kenneth thought about a three at the free throw line to Wackles. Wackles gets it knocked away and tied up there by Bell. Good quick hands by Bell, and the jump ball possession arrow belongs to Albert Lee.
And Avea on the free throw line there just put that ball down too low, and the white girls jumped right in and got it there for the Windhawks, white jerseyed girls.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, 14 points away for Jeffrey from being the school's all-time leading scorer. Is a quick pass in. Juvelin from 10 feet away knocks down the jumper in the paint, and it's 10-3. Juvelin's got her first bucket, 10-3 Albert Lee. Winona able to break the press. Faith Quinn in the left wing back to the top of the key. Hands it off again to the seventh grader, Bell. Bell for three. That one is short. Rebound pulled down. A tough rebound. And a jump ball is going to be called. Wackholz had it. And Wackholz was tied up by Harold as they both came down. Jump ball is called. The arrow this time belongs to Winona. Into Bell. Bell puts it up from 10 feet. Baseline shot no good. Jeffrey comes down with the rebound. Jeffrey will bring it across the timeline. Left side to Juvelin. Kenneth for another three left side. That one is good. Keep in the hot hand, Kendall Kenneth. She's got 9 points. Tigers are up by 10. Timeout going to be called by Winona. With all the attention being on Jeffrey, Kenneth is getting some good looks. She's got 9 points. We're going to take a timeout. Again, we're broadcasting from the Americana Insurance Press Box here in Albert Lee. 9:32 to go. First half, 13-3 Tigers off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. We're back in a moment on Kane.
Put big auto loan payments in the rear view with Accenture Credit Union. Accenture is ready to help you hit the open road with auto loans as low as 1.93% APR. You can apply for your loan online or visit us at one of our branch locations. Visit accentracu.org/autoloans to learn more. APR equals annual percentage rate. Actual APR will be based on an individual's credit rating, amount financed, and other factors. On approved credit. Rates subject to change. Other terms available. Accenture Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Aaron Worman, Tom Jones with you on a Tuesday night on Kaint Radio. And Tom, you mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, when you have so many people paying attention to one player, it's really opened up some shooting areas for other Tigers, and Kendall Kenneth is taking advantage of that right now.
And they're not extending out the 2-2 on the box and one, and that's allowing Albert Lee to be able to have free reign from the three-point area out there. And I'm guessing off the timeout here, we're going to see a different defense coming out against the Tigers because we're doing the job breaking the box and one.
Winona coming in averaging 36.5 points, giving up 63.5 points per game. So Winona wants this to be a very low-scoring game. Right now they're down 13-3. They break the press. Three-pointer in the corner is no good. Rebound by Albert Lee. Lou Ring in the front court with it. Has it left wing, and she'll reset the offense. In between the circles, 9:09 to go here in the first half. Tigers up by 10. Lou Ring to the left elbow to Wackholz. They drop it off deeper to Juvelin, trying to save it. She saves it to Kenneth. And a whistle. And I believe we're going to have a foul on Winona. Reach-in foul is going to be on Sonnenberg. That'll be her second. Team foul number four on Winona.
Kind of gave us a break on that. Albert Lee did not have much control of that basketball.
Albert Lee coming in, averaging 52.6 points per game, giving up 54.2. Jeffrey has it top of the key, looks to coach Carol Hansen, gets instructions. Now right side to Wackles. Yeah, deeper in that right corner, Luring. Cutting in is Kenneth. Off the glass and good, and she's fouled.
Yeah, they're in a man-to-man, Aaron.
A good give and go. They got it to Kenneth, and Kenneth gets the contact and the bucket. It's 15-3, and a chance for Kenneth to complete the three-point play. Foul's going to be on Tracy Kaler. That'll be her first. Team foul number five. And Kendall Kenneth having herself a great first half. 11 of the Tigers, 15 points. Tigers are up 15-3 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Couple of dribbles by Kenneth. Free throw is good.
I don't know if Winona can stay with us in the man-to-man. I really don't.
16-3. 8:43 to go here in the first half. Top of the key. At the free throw line. Swings it left side. Nice job of Winona breaking the full court pressure. Now it's flipped up from the left block and just bounces off for Philbin. Rebound pulled down by Albert Lee. Luring ahead to Wackles. Wackles left wing. Back to the top to Luring. To Jeffries. Kind of boxing. Getting some position there on the right elbow. Kicks it to Wackles for an open 12-foot jumper, and Wackles knocks it down. Naveo Wackles with her first bucket. The lead is 15, 18-3, and it goes out of bounds in the front court. Right next to Coach Carol Hansen. Last touch by Albert Lee. 18-3 Tigers, up by 15.
51,
inbounds 51. To Bell, and Bell's going to reset the offense. Bell around the screen, left side, kicks it to the left wing. Couple of dribbles. That's Faith Quinn back to the top of the key. Right side over to Keller. Keller back to the top of the key. Great defense by Albert Lee. Keller drives in, and she was fouled. Got an underhand shot. There's a couple of Tigers that were swatting on her way to the paint. It's going to be on Wackles. That'll be her first. Team foul number four on Albert Lee. So shooting a couple, Marin Keller. Winona right now, 1 of 4 from the charity stripe, make it 1 of 5. Grace Quinn with the only bucket, the only field goal for Winona. Second free throw, that one is also no good. Rebound pulled down by Jeffrey.
Got to make your free throws.
Jeffrey's going to bring it across the timeline. Top of the key. Jeffrey, she's going to be called for a travel. Dribble came up, kind of got stuck on her hip. And a turnover on Albert Lee. Again, Kendall Kenneth leading the way with 12 points for the Tigers. Jeffrey's got two. Still 14 points away from breaking Bryn Woodside's record of becoming Albert Lee's all-time leading scorer in girls basketball. And now a reach-in foul. Driving left side was Bell. And the foul's going to be on Wackles. Wackles will pick up her second. So Wackles and Bellman each with two personals. So Bell's going to inbounds, looking for some help. Still looking. Going to toss it over the head of one of her guards. Going to go in the backcourt, and that's okay. That's not over in the back on the inbounds pass as Faith Quinn chases it down, and she'll bring it forward. Quinn on the top of the key in between the circles, and now we're going to have a foul, an offensive foul called on Winona.
Big battle. It's going to go on Philson. She and Jordan Julin are really battling at the free throw line. Tim Gleason's going to call a timeout here. It's going to be a full timeout, Aaron.
So we'll take one as well. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, courtside here in Albert Lee, Aaron Warman, Tom Jones, 7:28 to go first half of the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. All Tigers. And the Tiger fans, they got pictures. Not sure who those are pictures
of. They're Altea.
Are they Altea?
Different eras of
Different era Altea. Yeah. That's awesome. 18-3. Tigers up by 15. We're back in a moment. On Kate.
Dreaming of an open concept kitchen, a large island, or additional storage? The kitchen designers at Broadway Home Design are here to help. Their team specializes in selecting cabinetry, countertops, flooring, and backsplash for all styles and price points. They offer in-home consultation and 3D renderings of your new space. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or like help coordinating your project, they are your go-to. Broadway Home Design, they're your local kitchen and bath experts. Check out their showroom at 128 Broadway Avenue South in Albert Lee or online at BroadwayHomeDesign.com.
Aaron Worm, Tom Jones with you courtside here on KETE AM 1450. Thank you so much for making Kate a part of your evening. Want to remind you, no Golden Gopher men's basketball tomorrow. Gophers had to postpone their game at Penn State. COVID protocol for, I'm assuming, players in the Gophers program. They're supposed to play on Saturday against Rutgers. We'll have to wait and see. But the Gopher basketball game against Penn State for tomorrow night has been postponed. Here's an 18-3 lead, 15-point lead for Albert Lee. Right side to Jeffrey. It's knocked away. Back into the timeline. Picking it up there is Jublin. Jublin will get it to Lou Ring, the point guard, and Lou Ring's going to reset the offense for Albert Lee. In between the circles, left side to Kennis. Kennis looking for some help. Back to the top to Veldman. Veldman left side to Kennis. Kennis for another three. That one's going to be long. Rebound pulled down by Jublin, and Jublin's going to be tied up by Olivia Bell, and this time the arrow belongs to Albert Lee. And according to the score sheet, Olivia Bell, 5'6", seventh grader, and she's been fun to watch. She's going to be a force for Winona for many years. Left side, Kennis, top of the key to Luring. Then 15-point lead for the Tigers. Jeffrey for three, left side. That one is short. Rebound pulled down by Bell. And Jeffrey has not had many shot opportunities so far here in the first half. 2 points for Jeffrey, again, 14 away from becoming Albert Lee's all-time leading scorer. There's a nice give and go, and layup's going to roll off, or a pick and roll, I should say, and fills and rolled to the bucket. She missed the layup, and then a foul's going to be called, I think, on fills and fighting for the rebound, and that's going to be a team foul number 7, so a one-on-one coming the other way. But you can't run the pick and roll any better than that.
You can't, and that's got to be so frustrating for Tim Gleason. I mean, that's execution, going back to the Minneapolis Lakers days of George Mikan and the pick and roll, and just blew the layup. Not only that, then you foul and you stop the clock and give them free throws on the other end.
So Jeffrey shooting a one-on-one. First free throw by Jeffrey is good. Front rim, back iron, and down. Jeffrey's got three. The countdown continues, 13 points away. It's a 19-3 lead for Albert Lee. Jeffrey with three dribbles. Second free throw is also good. Same thing. Front rim, back iron, and down for Jeffrey. And Jeffrey's got 4 points. 12 points away from becoming Albert Lee's all-time leading scorer. Full court pressure here for the Tigers. 17-point lead for Albert Lee. And then that should be a foul. Lou Ring came up, and she ran into Grace Quinn.
Yeah, Tim Gleason wanting a foul, and definitely was a foul. No call.
Yeah,
right,
Lou Ring knocked out of bounds, but... Yeah, that was a missed call there by the officials, because Lou Ring kind of knocked her over. She went for the steal, but kind of bumped her with the body as well. Winona's going to inbound. You got a trainer? Now we're going to have a timeout. Albert Lee is going to call a timeout. It's a quick 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here on Kate Radio. Coming up on Thursday, it's the Gophers in Iowa, this time in women's basketball. 6:30, your pregame tip-off at 7. Gopher men got beat by Iowa just on Sunday, so the Gopher women will try to, get a little revenge for the guys coming up on Thursday night. We'll have that game for you right here on Kate. And coming up on Friday, we're right back here at Ori Jirley Gymnasium. As Red Wings in town, the Wingers taking on Albert Lee in boys basketball. We'll have all the action for you right here on Kate. So a quick timeout called by Carol Hansen. Again, the head coach of Winona still upset with that call. Tim Gleason out there.
Going after the head official. And he's trying to get, saying, hey, that was a foul. And he says, it's not my call. That's the way you bail yourself out on that. But, yeah, that was a major collision.
There's a nice pass rolling to the bucket. Layup is going to be no good. Just rolls off for Bell. They threw it in from near the Tiger bench, and Bell went around some picks, and she was wide open for a layup, just couldn't finish. Albert Lee gets the rebound. Coach Gleason just said she got tackled. Still referring to that last play. Pass inside to Jublin off the glass, going to roll off, rebound, a jump ball. Luring got tied up with Bell, and the arrow belongs to Winona. And just 3 points for the Windhawks. A field goal by Grace Quinn, and a free throw made by Ellie Filzen. For Albert Lee, 12 points for Kendall Kennis. 20-3, Tigers by 17. Bell in the backcourt. Double team comes, gets tipped up in the air, picked up by Lou Ring. Lou Ring's got it. Blue Ring's going to wait for some help. She'll kick it out to Jeffrey left wing. Jeffrey in the paint. Jeffrey puts it up. She's fouled. Shot no good. But a couple of free throws coming up for Jeffrey.
What I love about Taya Aaron is how she can duck that head down, go with her right, go with her left, through traffic, create that opportunity. She's been knocked to the ground more than once in her career, obviously, and she knows it's going to happen when she goes into that traffic like that. First free throw is good for Taya.
Free throw is good for Jeffrey. The countdown is down to 11, 11 points away. And like you mentioned, the Albert Lee coaching staff, all the fans know that next time up is going to be on the road at Red Wing. So everybody would love to see her break the record tonight on the home floor. Jeffrey's going to hit the second one. We're down to 10. 10 points away from becoming Albert Lee's all-time leading scorer. 22-3. Tigers up by 19, and that's going to be a turnover on Winona. Tried to get it to a Morgan Harold in the left block, and that pass skips out of bounds. Basketball back to Albert Lee.
I have to laugh here. I'm trying to watch my son's game in Winona, and must have been scheduled for an hour and a half. The feed with the close ball game just went off my phone with about 2 minutes to go. So the Tigers trailing by 8 in the JV game. 5:26 to go in the half. Luring bringing the ball over the half court line.
Luring in between the circles. Again, still that. Well, they're back to man-to-man. Three-pointer by Kennis. That one is long. Rebound's going to be chased down by Harrell. Again, this defensive prowess by the Tigers. Only 3 points given up so far on the block. Make it five now. That's a nice job of working the baseline there by Marin Keller. Keller's got her first bucket. Lead down to 17.
Winona's had some looks inside, but just hasn't been able to put it in.
Juvelin back to Luring near the top of the key, left side. Juvelin drives the baseline off the glass and good.
Veldman
on the give and go from Luring. Veldman gets her first bucket, 24-5. Tigers up by 19, almost a turnover in the front court. Bell looking for some help. Back to the top of the key to Quinn. Quinn will reset the offense. She's guarded by Jeffrey. It's been all Tigers so far, 24-5 lead. At the free throw line, kicks it left side, back to the wing to Bell. Bell looking for a pick, back to the top of the key. Bell drove in and kicked it right back out to Harrell. Harrell right side over to Grace Quinn. She'll reset the offense, left side over to Keller. Keller in the corner to Bell. Bell looking for a screen. Bell around that pick. 15-foot jumper shot is long. Rebound pulled down by Veldman. And Bell hit the hardwood. And she's still down on the other end. Luring with the top of the key. Right side to Juvelin. Juvelin to Veldman. Veldman on the right wing. Pass inside to Jeffrey. Jeffrey's going to put up a runner. Shot is no good. A foul is going to be called on the floor. And I'll stoppage in play. And Bell is still hurt on the other end. Olivia Bell.
And you can't, unfortunately, stop the clock until the white team gets the possession.
I think we heard some fans yelling, stop the clock. And, it seems bad to have an injured player down and everybody's still playing. But like you said, that's the way the rules work. Until your team has possession or there's a whistle, you just keep playing. Yeah, I didn't see what happened. After Bell came off the screen, she put up the 15-foot jumper, which is no good, and then immediately fell to the court. Trainers over there, Coach Gleason for Winona over there as well. It's going to be foul number 9 on the Windhawks, going to be on Faith Quinn. So Jeffrey's going to go to the free throw line to shoot a one-on-one. And where did Bell go? Well, she's with the trainer. Well, if Jeffrey's got to get to that milestone via the free throw line, so be it. Jeffrey's got 6 points, 4 of 4 from the charity stripe. Checking in for Winona for the first time will be Paige Betger, a 5'8 senior. Where's number 43? So Jeffrey's going to shoot a one-on-one. Three dribbles. Free throw is good. Jeffrey's not going to miss many free throws.
She is a gym rat, and she has been for a long, long time. That's why you get to be the all-time leading scorer.
25-5, Tigers by 20. Second free throw is also good. We're down to 8. Jeffrey, 8 points away. Tigers up by 21, 26-5, 3:48 to go in the first half. There's a pass inside over the head of Wackles. Now kicked right side, 15-foot jumper, shot no good by Harrell. Rebound by Albert Lee.
Good ball movement that time by Winona. Just not able to put the ball in the basket.
Luring on the right wing. Back to the top of the key to Wackles. Wackles swings it left side. to Kennis. Kennis back to the top of the key. Now right side pass goes inside to Jeffrey. She's double teaming the block. Jeffrey, nice pass. The other block shot put up no good by Wachholz, but Wachholz was fouled. And a couple of free throws coming up for Nevaeh Wachholz.
It's just court sense 101 that time by Taya, because she drove the baseline right on the right side of the basket, realized double, triple team on her, and somebody's got to be open. And Nevaeh Wachholz cutting to the basket, got fouled. She'll have a couple. She had a great game in the JV game, too.
Nevaeh Wachholz with 2 points. The lefty, three dribbles. First free throw is good. That's been kind of the difference. I mean, obviously just two field goals for Winona, but Winona 1 of 6 from the charity stripe. And Albert Lee right now, 8 of 9, make it 8 of 10. That one's no good. Long rebound, fighting for it is Veldman. Veldman cannot control it. And here comes the Windhawks. 27-5, Tigers by 22. 3:13 to go, first half off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Keller has it. Keller on the left wing, spins in the paint. Keller drops it off on the block. Nice pass, and a foul's going to be called. Then you're going to say before the shot, she dropped it off to Betcher. You know what is it going to be, two?
Looks like two. Keller with a great spin move at about the free throw line that time, and then found the girl in the lower block, and Betcher here will go for the free throws. First one rattles in and out.
As Kennis picks up the foul, that's her first. Jublin will check back in. Veldman will come out. So Jublin, Jeffrey, Kennis, Wachholz, and Luring out there for Albert Lee. Tigers in control here in the first half, up by 22. Second free throw goes down for Betcher. 27-6, 21-point lead. Jeffrey with it, right wing in that corner to Luring. Pass inside, trying to get it to Jublin. Double team came back to the top to Jeffrey. Right side to Luring, deep in the right corner to Jublin. Back to Luring on the wing. Luring going to reset the offense. Right side to Wachholz. Wachholz inside to Jublin. It's knocked away. Jublin gets it back, looking for some help there in the block. She's got a double team, kicks it off to the wing to Wachholz. Looking for Jeffrey. And on her like a glove there is Faith Quinn. There's a little runner shot put up by Luring off the glass. Shot no good. Jublin gets the rebound, and she's fouled. Josie talked about the height of Jublin, and Jublin using it there, and she's going to shoot some free throws.
I thought that time defensively was probably Winona's best defensive stand in the ballgame. The intensity level just seemed to pick up that time.
Grace Quinn will pick up the foul. That'll be her first free throw by Jublin. Just shakes out. Front rim, back iron, and out for Jublin.
Lindsay Bijak into the game. She's going to replace Kendall Kennis for Albert Lee.
And for Winona, Allie Filzing comes back in the game. 27-6, Tigers up by 21. Albert Lee 5-6, Winona 1-8 on the season. Second free throw is good. So Jublin gets 1 of 2. It's a 22-point lead off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Full court pressure, trying to trap at half court, I should say, for Albert Lee. Still in the backcourt, the basketball skills, and Filzing gets it stolen by Jeffrey. Jeffrey slides in, layup is up and good, and she's fouled. Jeffrey gets the bucket and the foul, and a chance for a three-point play, and a chance to get even closer to becoming Albert Lee's all-time leading scorer.
I don't think that ball was going to be passed. She had, it looked like Morgan Luring coming on her side, and Taya said, stop me if you can. Winhawks with the foul. Chance for the three-point play. 2:12 to go here in the first half.
10 points for Jeffrey. 5 points to tie Woodside. 6 to passer. 30-6. 24-point lead. Jeffrey, the typical three dribbles. Free throw is good. 5 points away for Jeffrey. The timeout is going to be called by Winona. We're going to take a full timeout as well. It's all Tigers here in the first half, 31-6. Off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, 2:12 to go first half. We're back in a moment on Kate.
Did you know the Albert Lee Family YMCA never turns anyone away because of the inability to pay? The YMCA's mission is to put Christian principles into practice through programs that build a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. Through generous donations from our community members, the YMCA is available to everyone. The Y, for youth development, for healthy living, for social responsibility.
Aaron Worm, Tom Jones with you here on KATE. Tigers up 31-6, 25-point lead right now for Albert Lee. It's been all Albert Lee here in this first half. The defense has created some offense, and you know, give Winona credit. I thought their defense has been pretty good here in the first half, and they've been giving, you know, Jeffrey all she could handle. I mean, she's had to earn all 11 points that she scored so far tonight.
Yeah, and fortunately, Albert Lee's been just shooting lights out from the free throw line, and we were able to break that box and one early. Then we went to a man. They went to a man, and we were able to take that right off right away again too here. So 2:12 to go. Maybe we'll see it here in the first half if Taya can get a couple more looks.
Again, Taya Jeffrey, 5 points away from breaking Woodside's all-time scoring record here at Albert Lee High School. Chance of defense. The half-court trap is taken off by Albert Lee. Faith Quinn, top of the key, swings it right side to Harold. Harold looking for some help, and she's going to be called for a step. That's going to be a turnover. And a basketball goes back to Albert Lee.
I think she could have been called twice on that.
Sonnenberg will check in. Checking out will be Harold. Kenneth with 12 points. Jeffrey with 11. They got 23 of the 31 points for the Tigers here in the first half. Luring's going to bring it across the timeline. Jeffrey, top of the key, thought about a three-pointer. Going to pull up, 15-foot jumper right elbow. That one is long. Rebound pulled down by Winona. Pulled down there by Faith Quinn. Quinn will bring it across the timeline in the left corner. Driving left baseline, and she might have traveled. Yep, she traveled. Elliot Sonnenberg thought about taking another dribble, thought about shooting, then got caught in between, and a turnover on the Windhawks.
Looked like one of the Tigers stepped up there, a little bit of help, and that just caused that turnover.
So Luring will slowly bring it across the timeline. 31-6, Tigers by 25. Luring top of the key. Pass inside to Jeffrey. Jeffrey double team, kicks out to Wackles for three left side. That one's going to shake out halfway down and just comes out for Wackles. Rebound by Sonnenberg for Winona. Minute 06 to go here in the first half. Bringing across the timeline. And almost a travel, trying to hold on to her pivot foot with Sonnenberg. She's able to, and she finds some help. Hands it off to Faith Quinn. Quinn left wing. Higher net left wing with the basketball. There is Keller. Keller picks up her dribble. Pass it a free throw line to Sonnenberg. Sonnenberg going to force one up, and it's blocked by Jeffrey. And they're going to call a jump ball. And the arrow belongs to Albert Lee.
Good call by the official on the far sideline.
I was going to say there is no way they could call that a foul.
All ball, and they both had their hands on it when they hit the ground, so great call. 46.8 to go in the half. We've got a substitution here for the Windhawks.
That'll be Grace Quinn will come in. Paige Metger will sit down. Albert Lee has controlled this one since the get-go. 31-6 lead, Tigers again by 25. 44 seconds to go, first half. Bijak back out there with Jeffrey. Wackles, Juvelin, and Luring. Luring's got the basketball. Right side to Wackles. Now they drive into a zone defense. They try to get the Jeffrey inside. It's knocked away, and here comes Winona the other way. Keller with it. Keller right wing, deeper in that corner. Three-pointer put up by Faith Quinn. Shot no good. It ricochets out of bounds. That hit the side of the rim, or?
Yeah, hit the side of the rim, just went out of bounds. Yeah, Albert Lee had a good box out in the corner that time by Lindsey Bijak. 21.5 to go here. Let's see if they clear it out for Taya.
Yeah, now they're back to a person-to-person defense for Winona. Luring will bring it across the timeline with 13. Luring crossover dribble. Looking for some help on the left wing with 8. Now to Jeffrey, top of the key. Jeffrey drives in the paint, and she's going to be fouled with 4.5. And Jeffrey will shoot a couple of free throws.
She had a great screen on the right elbow that time as she curled off that screen down the lane, and we were able to find her, and she'll have a couple free throws here.
She's got 2 field goals, 4 of her points. 7 of them have come from the free throw line. She'll try to hit a couple more. The gym goes quiet. Jeffrey's free throw is good. 4 points away for Jeffrey. Never heard a gym this quiet.
I don't think I have
either. I feel like I should whisper too. And she's going to miss that second free throw. And then it goes out of bounds. So we're going to have a foul over the back on Juvelin. So we'll shoot a one-on-one on the other end with 4 seconds to go in the first half.
High school principal Chris Durba, or Chris Dibble doing the PA. We see AD Paul Durban here, so I think they're all ready to go out to celebrate if she gets that 16 points.
Free throw is no good. Rebound pulled down by Bijak. Now Wackles at half court, going to chuck it up there, going to hit the side of the backboard. or just the side of the rim and bounces off, and this first half comes to an end here in Elbert Lee. 32-6 is our score. Elbert Lee on top of Winona. We'll take a timeout. We'll recap the first half. Again, Jeffrey, 4 points away. Is that what you got, too?
I think so, yep.
Make sure we got our scores all correct here. 4, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12.
Four points away.
4 points away from breaking Woodside's record. We're back in a moment on KMOX.
When something goes wrong with your car, all the apps in the world won't help you solve the problem.
Faulty electric system here. I need a fresh alternator, stat.
Yes, doctor.
Our car doctors can identify issues right away, saving you time, money, and labor.
At AutoServe in Albert Lee, they can assist you with any and all car repairs, including tires, alignments, and diagnostics. Contact AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair, 129 Columbus Avenue in Albert Lee, or call 377-1275.
If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, make sure you get the best deal on your financing, too. Get your loan from your local credit union, United Employees Credit Union in Elbert Lee. They always have the most competitive rates and offer fast and friendly service when applying for a loan. You'll get special financing for 5 years with 2.89% APR with a minimum loan advance of $7,500. Start shopping for that new snowmobile, ATV, or upgrade to a vehicle with four-wheel drive. Call United Employees Credit Union today and ask for their winter loan special. 377-1616. Member NCUA.
Smart Transit in Austin and Albert Lee is hiring. Smart has openings for full and part-time transit bus drivers. Starting wage has recently increased and all positions offer benefits. Daytime, evening, and weekend hours are available. Apply today by visiting smartbusmn.org or by calling our dispatch team at 855-762-7821.
Smart Transit, call 855-SMART-B1. See you on the bus.
Feeling like your home needs a new look? At Broadway Home Design, they offer all types of flooring and varying price points. Whether you need new hardwood or luxury vinyl tile, a kitchen backsplash, or are planning a full bathroom remodel, the experts at Broadway Home Design can take the concept from start to finish. As your local authorized Schluter dealer, they specialize in custom walk-in tile showers using only the best waterproofing products available. They offer in-home measures, design consultation, and flooring installation. Check out their showroom at 128 Broadway Avenue South in Albert Lee, or online at BroadwayHomeDesign.com.
Aaron Worman, Tom Jones with you. It's halftime here at the high school. And of course, halftime is brought to you by AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair. For tires, alignments, and diagnostics, contact AutoServe at 129 Columbus Avenue or call 507-377-1215 for AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair. And at Jonesy, let's talk about that first half of basketball again. Very dominating by Albert Lee, 32-6 lead at halftime. And I give Winona a lot of credit. Now, you might say it's a 26-point lead, but they have tried everything on defense, switching defensive schemes many, many times, and they just right now just can't hang with Albert Lee.
No, they can't. I mean, you look at Albert Lee, you've got Annika, you've got Jordan, you've got three different players out there for Albert Lee. They're in their fourth year playing varsity, and you throw in Kendall, who's in her, I guess she's in her fourth year too. So, I mean, just too much experience out there for Albert Lee, Aaron. And Tim Gleason did exactly what I think I would have done as a box and one. Let's see what happens. And we'll try to stop her and let everybody else score a little bit. And it didn't work. It went to a man. Albert Lee, Kendall Kennis broke that man-to-man off the screen and got an easy layup. And I think it's just been too much talent out there for Albert Lee. And, of course, 32-6 they had on the scoreboard. But right now, Taya Jeffrey, if you're just tuning in, 4 points away from the all-time school record.
Now, I'm going to quiz you here there,
oh,
Jonesy.
Boy.
You know, you quiz me.
Yep.
So Bryn Woodside's record's going to be passed tonight by Jeffrey, we assume. Bryn Woodside in the 2013-2014 season has the most points scored in a year. Any guesses? Give me a guess how many points that Bryn scored in the 2013-14 season.
I'm in within a margin of error of 10, I'd say about 420.
This number's amazing, 551.
Oh, my.
551 points in 1 year for Bryn. That might stay for a while. That's a lot of points in one season. And we were talking about, you know, players that were in the 1,000-point club. We talked about it this afternoon. Some of the players that are just on the outside looking in, Nikki Hendrickson, that was the sister, the other name we couldn't think of this
Haley.
Afternoon, with Haley, 884 points. Julie Coughlin, 806. Elizabeth Thompson at 800. Morgan Stadheim at 796. Some other names on that list you probably recognize.
Well, Julie Coghlan would be the, I believe, the aunt of Taya, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
She was a very tall post player for Albert Lee. Elizabeth Thompson, Morgan Stadheim, Robbie Vanderwall. That would be Bruin Woodside's mother.
Okay.
Danielle Rankin, she's got a daughter on the ninth grade JV team. Molly Lutke, still living in Albert Lee. Well, actually, we got two Coghlans there. Lori's would be her mother.
Okay.
Mary Kiters had a great career, ended up having a really good career with Austin Community College. And, of course, Kara Thorne.
I remember watching Kara play. Yeah.
That would be the niece of Coach Carol Hansen. So you got a lot of basketball blood in those names there.
Yeah, talking about those that have scored 500-plus in a career. We mentioned these names earlier today, but with 1,000 points, Alyssa Sager, Sydney Reynolds with 1,022, Abby Ahrens, 1,038, Megan Corton with 1,058, Samantha Skarstedt, 1,155, Pam Stoltz, 1,183, Rachel Reynolds with 1,233, Haley Hendrickson, 1,243, and right now as it stands, Taya Jeffrey, 1,335 points. Bryn Woodside, at least for this moment, still on top at 1,340.
Showing you a picture on my phone here of Bryn when she was playing for the Jimmies down at Waldorf College a few years back. I would bring my traveling team, which some of these girls, the girls that are on the JV right now, down there, and Bryn would sit with us after the game, and I'd tell the girls that, hey, this is what you want to be. If you're going to be want to go all out, this is where you can end up and have a dream out there. And I know Taya has had that dream for a long time, and Taya's mom and dad, both former Tiger basketball players, like we talked about here a second ago, and she's about to set that record.
So 12 points for Atenea Jeffrey. Kendall Kennis, we got to talk about her shooting with the boxing one that Winona was playing in that first half. It left some shooters open, and Kennis took advantage with 3 three-pointers. Again, she's got 12. Taya Jeffrey's got 12. Other scores for Albert Lee. Nevaeh Wackles has 3 points. 3 points for Jordan Juvelin and 2 points for Annika Veldman. For Winona, again, they have just the 6 points on the board. Maren Keller with 2, Grace Quinn with 2, 1 for Paige Metger, and 1 for Allie Filzen to wrap up the scoring. And I would assume, I mean, you don't want to intentionally just say, hey, keep giving the ball to Taya Jeffrey, but with the lead being the way it is, I'm sure Coach Carol Hansen would like this to be
get done, it over with,
and then she can play some other players because, again, Albert Lee's got this game in control.
Yeah, and I would totally agree on that. And you've got the sophomores that are on the JV team are all dressed this year for Albert Lee. So you've got some kids that are probably pretty hungry to have a chance to play a little bit. I think that only a couple of them have played in varsity games this year. So we'll see what happens here. I think we want to talk about Kendall Kennis and the importance. You just mentioned that, Aaron. That those threes she hit early on forced Tim Gleason into a different defense. And when they went to that man-to-man, they just didn't have an answer for Albert Lee. And Albert Lee just continues running that offense, and they're doing a nice job on it.
Again, halftime show brought to you by AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair. For tires, alignments, and diagnostics, contact AutoServe at 129 Columbus Avenue or call 507-377-1215. Second half coming up here in about 90 seconds on Kate Radio.
When something goes wrong with your car, all the apps in the world won't help you solve the problem.
Faulty electric system here. I need a fresh alternator. Stat!
Yes, doctor.
Our car doctors can identify issues right away, saving you time, money, and labor.
At AutoServe in Albert Lee, they can assist you with any and all car repairs, including tires, alignments, and diagnostics. Contact AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair, 129 Columbus Avenue in Albert Lee, or call 377-1275.
It could be as simple, or maybe something a little more complex. Or maybe it just doesn't work. No matter day or night, 7 days a week, Master Plumbing in Albert Lee offers you the best rates in town. You get experience, you save money, and with their fast and friendly service, you won't have to worry about that much longer. Call Master Plumbing in Albert Lee, 373-7454. Licensed and insured, Master Plumbing of Albert Lee. MasterPlumbingAL.com.
What comes to mind when you hear Hanson Tire Service of Albert Lee? The best rebates, the best tires, and the best service around. If you're in need of service, call today, 373-0636. you may consider having your tires inflated with nitrogen instead of air for just $5 per tire. If you're looking for ways to keep your tires lasting longer, ask about nitrogen at Hanson Tire Service in Albert Lea. Call 373-0636.
Well, here at halftime, this is the busiest the scores table has probably ever been, because as a public address announcer, you can't go on the mic and say, Taya Jeffrey's only 4 points away from becoming Albert Lea's all-time leading scorer, but everybody wants to know how many points away she is. We've had many fans stop by the table and say, how many? How many more?
I'm sure the there's a few four. Notepads up in the crowd, too, with pencils keeping track.
So here we go, 32-6, Tigers up by 26. Winona with the basketball going from left to right on your radio dial. Free throw line fills in, looking to drive in, kicks it right wing. On that right side, that's Faith Quinn, and she's going to shoot it from about 18 feet in the corner. Shot no good. Rebound by Luring. And Luring will slowly take her time and bring it across the timeline.
Point, Faith.
They're back in that box and one.
I think they're a 1-2-2.
A 1-2-2. Oh, yeah, okay, yep. Jeffrey's able to get some room there on the left side. They're going to try a cross-court pass to Jeffrey. It's picked off, trying to get her on that left block, picked off by Quinn, and then it's almost stolen by Luring. Quinn still looking for some help, bringing it across the timeline. Quinn on the top of the key at the free throw line, right side over to Sonnenberg. Sonnenberg gets rid of it. On the wing with it is Keller. Keller in that right corner, looking for some help, drops it off deeper in the corner. Back out to the wing, that's Sonnenberg. Sonnenberg will reset the offense in the top of the key for Winona. Right side, high in the top of the key is Faith Quinn. Back to the top of the key, Keller. Chance of defense. The astute embody's been in this game the entire way. Back to the top of the key to Sonnenberg. At the free throw line, it's knocked away, and chasing it down is Sonnenberg. She'll reset the offense, and just like the first half, Tigers defense not letting Winona get in the paint at all. On that right wing, Faith Quinn, looking for a screen. She'll drive in the paint, looking to kick it back to the top of the key to Grace Quinn. And Quinn got it knocked away from behind. It goes out of bounds. Windhawks basketball.
You and I have had the big discussion on the shot clock, and Winona really looks like they're slowing this game down in the second half.
Either that or they're just not finding any kind of trying to drive there. Going to pull up at the free throw line. 15-footer shot is no good by Miren Keller. Rebound, a scramble for him. We have a jump ball. That's going to be Veldman tied up with Sonnenberg. And arrow belongs to Albert Lea. Again, Brynwood side, 1,340 points. The leader for maybe another 5 to 10 minutes. Taya Jeffrey right now at 1,337. I might have said that wrong at halftime. 1,337. That's where Jeffrey's at, 4 points away. Top of the key, now left side to Jeffrey. Jeffrey looking for some help, back to the top. To Juvelin, right side to Veldman, back to Luring. Swings the left corner, Kennis for another three. Her three-pointer's gonna shake in. Kennis having a big game. Kind of overshadowed by, again, we're paying attention to Jeffrey, but Kennis with 15 points. It's a 29-point lead, 35-6. Driving in, kicks in the corner, three-point attempt. That shot is short. Rebound by Winona, put back up, and it skims off the rim by Quinn. Quinn's going to get another chance, puts it up, no good. And a battle for the rebound and a jump ball, and this time Nero belongs to Winona. So a couple of chances for Grace Quinn on the block, just not able to finish. 35-6. Tigers by 29, 15-29 to go. Pass comes in, it's knocked away, a scramble in the corner, and almost another jump ball. Juvelin had it, she lost it. Jump ball, and this time, hero belongs to Albert Lea. Do you know what Bryn's up to nowadays?
Bryn is a nurse living in North Dakota.
North Dakota, okay. Jeffrey will get it into Luring. And Luring will slowly bring it across the timeline. Jeffrey has it left wing, back to Luring. Right side to Kennis, back to the top to Luring to Jeffrey. Jeffrey thought about a three. Back to Luring again, right side to Kennis against his zone. Jeffrey goes on the free throw line, now swung left side to Juvelin. Juvelin back to Veldman on the wing, almost stolen, and now a foul is going to be called. Sonnenberg will be called for the reach-in. That's going to be her third. Team foul number one here on Winona. Albert Lea 5-6 in the season, Winona 1-8. Luring, now to Jeffrey, top of the key, almost stolen. Jeffrey still at the basketball in the corner to Kennis. Kennis for three. Kennis, oh, in and out, shakes in and out. Rebound pulled down by Winona by Faith Quinn. And Quinn will bring it across the timeline. Windhawks going from left to right. Jeffrey on Quinn. Quinn on that right wing. And now Quinn is going to set it up high in the right wing, looking for some help. She'll drive in left side. Picked up there. Good defense by Jeffrey. Back in between the circles by Faith Quinn. Nose backdoor cut and a layup. Perfect backdoor there by Marin Keller. Keller's got 4 points. That was a beautiful pass. And it's now 35-8, Tigers. Top of the key, Luring. Left side to Juvelin. Back to the top to Luring once again. Left side, Veltman. Veltman left wing to Jeffrey. Jeffrey going to reset the offense. Double team comes on Jeffrey, right side to Kennis, deeper in the right corner, Luring. Inside they go to Veltman, shop it up from 6 feet, is no good. Rebound, too strong by Juvelin. And here comes Winona. 13:42 to go, 27-point lead for our Tigers. Jeffrey 4 points away. On that right wing, that's Keller. And Keller got bumped by Kennis, trying to drive to the free throw line. So it's going to be on Kennis. That'll be her second. Team foul number one in Albert Lee. So Keller's going to inbounds. Faith Quinn guarded by Jeffrey. And Quinn will reset the offense. Again, 35-8, Tigers by 27. Left wing back to the top of the key to Filzen. Filzen looking for some help. Gets it to Faith Quinn. She'll reset the offense in between the circles. Right side to Grace Quinn. Back to the top to Sonnenberg. Sonnenberg looking for some help. Left side over to Marin Keller. Good defense by Albert Lee in the crowd. Clapping their hands, showing their appreciation for this good defense. Back to the top to Filzen. Filzen looking for some help. Still with the basketball. Right side over to Quinn. Faith Quinn will reset the offense. Jeffrey is all over. Quinn right wing. Quinn's going to pull up for a three-pointer. Shot is short. Rebound pulled down by Veltman. Here comes the Tigers in transition. Veltman left wing. Looking for some help. She'll drive baseline. Veltman passes. Oh, try to get it to Jeffrey. And it was picked off by Quinn. Faith Quinn got back in time to knock it away. Now a double team on Quinn. Steps through it. Three-pointer left corner. Shot is good. Three-pointer by Marin Keller. And Keller's got 7 points. The lead is 24. 35-11. Tigers by 24. 12:15 to go. Kennis, top of the key to Luring, now to Jeffrey. Back to Luring once again. Juvelin deeper on the baseline. Juvelin to the wing, back to the top to Jeffrey. Jeffrey probably looking to drive, takes one dribble, right side to Luring in the corner to Kennis. Kennis will unload for three. That one is long. Juvelin gets the rebound, puts it back up quickly, shot no good. And then Veltman called for over the back, going for the rebound, and Veltman will pick up her third.
Jordan needs to square up on that. She just kind of caught that ball, and you're looking hard to get that rebound. You want to put it off the glass for two and not just throw it up there, shoot it up there. Substitution for Albert Lee, Nevaeh Wachholz in the game.
And Kendall Kennis will come out. 11:53 to go. It's been all Tigers, 35-11. Fans, again, they're waiting for one thing, and that's to see Jeffrey become Albert Lee's all-time leading scorer. Pass inside and bump from behind. They tried to get Filzen posting up. And Juvelin bumped her from behind. That'll be Jordan's second foul. Substitution. Harold will check in. Replacing Filzen.
Against that 1-2-2, I think I just set a high pick and pop. Let Taya shoot the three.
Right corner, that's Keller. Keller spins, nice. Puts it up over Wachholz. And how about Keller? Keller's got 7 points in the second half. 9 points total. 35-13. Winona had 6 points at half, already seven here in the second half. Lead is 22. Wachholz driving from right to left. Try to get it to a Jeffrey. It's knocked away. Loose ball. Wachholz on the floor and a jump ball. Possession arrow belongs to Winona. And you can tell the team right now definitely trying to get the ball to Taya Jeffrey. And Winona knows that too. So Grace Quinn will bring it across the timeline. Left side to Keller. Keller around the screen on the top of the key. Keller Over to Sonnenberg. Sonnenberg on the block in the baseline. Kicks it back to the wing. There's a long jumper. Shot is good. That's a long two by Marin Keller. Having herself a second half. She's got 9 of her 11 here in the second half. The lead's down to 20. 35-15. It was 26 at halftime.
Here comes a little pick and roll here.
Jeffrey on the top of the key looking for a screen. Jeffrey right side to Wachholz. Wachholz pass inside to Veltman. Veltman on the other block, and it's going to be a steal. Luring had it, lost it, and then falling out of bounds. That was Keller, got the steal. She threw it to the top of the key, but right to Jubelin for Albert Lee. Jeffrey going baseline. Jeffrey across that baseline. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Keller. You know, I like the enthusiasm by my coach Gleason. No matter what the score is, Coach Gleason of Winona, he is right in the game. Carol Hansen's going to take a timeout. It's a full timeout.
Just regular timeout. I just got a text from Bryn Woodside. She's listening up in North Dakota. Go Taya.
Hey, hi, Bryn.
Hey,
thanks,
Bryn,
for having us on. We'll take a timeout. 35-15. It's a 20-point lead for Albert Lee. We're back in a moment on Kate.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
KATE Albert Lee, 35-15. The lead is 20. Albert Lee with the basketball after the timeout. In the left corner, Wachholz. Wachholz looking to drive baseline and a reach-in foul. And the foul is going to be called on Morgan Harold. It'll be her first. And Tom, I'm assuming probably that timeout and that conversation with head coach Carol Hansen was probably talking about we want to give the ball to Jeffrey, but at the same time, there's still a lot of game left.
It is indeed. And you just got to let the offensive flow. It's going to get to her if you run your offense.
Pass in on the block. Jubelin cannot handle it. Here comes Winona the other way. Three-pointer. Left side shot is short. Three-pointer by Sonnenberg. Rebound going out of bounds. Jeffrey tried to save it. But Jeffrey stepped out of bounds, so Winona will have the basketball. That was kind of funny. Coach Gleason said, not talking about that offensive explosion. Marin Keller with 9 points in just a couple of minutes. So we will mention that, Coach. That's why it's always fun to be on the sidelines. Winona's going to inbounds. Into that left block, it's knocked away. Goes off the hands of Veltman. Trying to get it to Sonnenberg on the left block. 10:04 to go, 35-15. Taya Jeffrey again, 4 points away from becoming Albert Lee's all-time leading scorer. And Winona's going to take a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. Well, we appreciate Bryn Woodside tuning in, probably at myalbertlee.com or on the iHeartRadio app. And I saw just maybe a season or two of hers before I left the first time.
What a joy to coach. I had her in seventh grade. Sydney Reynold also on that team, 2,000-point scorers. We went 14-0, ran the table that year. A lot of fun. A lot of good memories for me.
And Carol Hansen mentioned in the pregame show, you know, you talk about Bryn Woodside, you talk about Taya Jeffrey. Two excellent basketball players, but just two good student athletes. Just two great young ladies right there.
Bryn played volleyball, ran track, three-sport athlete. We were able to continue that career like we've talked about up at Jamestown College. Tim Gleason having some fun with the officials out in front of us here.
I think Coach Gleason, is he the band director as well? I swear I've seen him lead the band one time when we were down in Winona for a football game.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
And that might have been a long time ago, but I think at one point, if he's not right now.
I believe he's the head girls track coach, too, or at least he was.
Inbounds in the corner to Faith Quinn, and it's knocked away. Now, Quinn cannot handle it. Take that back. Last touch by Quinn. And the basketball back to Albert Lee. 35-15. Winona outscoring Albert Lee 9-3 here in the second half. 10 minutes to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Of course, we're broadcasting from the Americana Insurance Press Box. Jeffrey, top of the key, left side to Kennis. Inside to Jeffrey in the block. Jeffrey going to spin, puts up the left hand, layup, and it just comes out. Jeffrey gets her own rebound. And then Jeffrey is fouled at the free throw line. Reach-in foul by Quinn. That'll be her third, just team foul number three on Winona. Almost got that one to go. So Kenneth Lynn bounce underneath. Left side to Wackles. Back to the top to Lurie. To Jeffrey. Jeffrey in between the circles. Right side to Lurie. Jeffrey cuts in on the right block. Back to the top to Veldman. Left side to Kenneth. Kenneth back to the top to Jeffrey. Jeffrey driving in the paint. Puts it up. 8-foot jumper. Shot is going to roll off to the right. Rebound. Pulled down by Winona.
She's had two good looks.
Sonnenberg got the rebound. Now in transition, Keller the other way. Keller falls down, but a pushing foul is going to be called on Albert Lee. It's going to be on Lou Ring. That'll be her second personal. And inbouncing right next to us is Grace Quinn. 35-15, 20-point lead for Albert Lee. 9-10 to go. Right side, that's Quinn. Cross-court pass over to Faith Quinn. Back to the top of the key. Three-pointer by Marin Keller. Shot is long. Rebound, a battle for it, and Jeffrey comes down with it. Jeffrey looking to run. Jeffrey's going to bring it across the timeline. Jeffrey on the right wing. Jeffrey still at the basketball at the free throw line. Now at the left elbow. Hands off to Kenneth. Kenneth for three left side. Her three-pointer is no good. Rebound pulled down by Sonnenberg. Give Winona a lot of credit. Again, playing tough here in the second half, outscoring Albert Lee 9-3. Tigers' offense has been cold with 8:35 to go. Left side to Faith Quinn for three. That's good. Faith Quinn knocks down a three-pointer. The lead is down to 17, 35-18. Winhawks not going away.
I just had a high pick and roll. Let her shoot the three.
Kenneth in the left corner. Kenneth. Back to the top of the key to Lurie. In between the circles. Left side to Kenneth. Into the corner to Jeffrey. Jeffrey thought about a three. Head fakes it. Dribbles it back higher in the wing. Now top of the key to Wackles. Wackles to Jublin. Take that back to Veldman. Veldman around the screen. Kicks it in the corner to Lurie. Lurie back to the wing. Looking for some help. Back to the top to Kenneth. Right side to Jeffrey. Jeffrey deeper on that right wing to Veldman. Veldman at the right elbow. Back to the top to Lou Ring. Swung left side to Kenneth. Inside to Jeffrey in the block. Triple team comes on Jeffrey. Kicks it out to Kenneth in the corner. Back to Jeffrey left wing. Jeffrey maybe looking for a clear out here. Now back to the top of the key. Right side to Veldman. Veldman going to drive in right block. Left side to Kenneth. Deeper in the corner, Lou Ring. Lou Ring's going to drive baseline. Hands it off to Veldman. Veldman puts it up. Shot is good, but a foul before the shot. Foul's going to be on Grace Quinn. That'll be her second. So Jublin will check back into the game. And Jublin, Veldman, Jeffrey, Lou Ring, and Wackles out there for Albert Lee. Wackles will inbounds on the block. Nice pass cutting to the block is Jublin. She's too strong from that right block. Rebound put up no good. Another chance.
Nevaeh.
Wackles got that one. Wackles on the second offensive rebound. She's got 5 points to lead back to 19. 37-18 Tigers. 7:08 to go from the high school, from Ori Jirley Gymnasium. Pass on the left side. That's going to be a foul. Wackles going for the steal, bumping the Keller. And Wackles will pick up her third. Tracy Kaler back in for the Winhawks, replacing Morgan Harold. Dantea Jeffrey with 12 points in the first half. No points here in the second. Top of the key to Faith Quinn. And Quinn will set up the offense in between the circles. Jeffrey knocked it away. Loose ball picked up by Wackles. Ahead to Jeffrey. Jeffrey for the layup puts it up. She's fouled. No good. But a couple of free throws coming up for Taya Jeffrey. A chance to get a little bit closer.
Got a quick update from Winona. 8:07 to go in the first half. Tigers trail the Winhawks 20-13.
That's the boys' game tonight?
That is correct.
So Jeffrey will shoot two free throws. Perfect from the line tonight. 8 for 8. 8 for 9. That one hits the back iron and comes on. Again, it gets so quiet when she shoots, I feel bad broadcasting while she's shooting. Second free throw, that one is good. Taya with 13, 3 points away from becoming Albert Lee's all-time leading scorer. 38-18, 20-point lead, 6:42 to go. Faith Quinn swings it left side. On that left wing, though, back to the top of the key, almost losing the handle, picked up there by Keller. Keller thought about a three. Now it's knocked away by Luring. Luring lost it. Picked up near half court by Keller. Winona's got it back. Kind of a steal and a turnover. Keller looking to drive. Wackles is all over. Keller high in that left wing looking for a screen. She gets a screen on the top of the key. She's going to pull up her three. That one is short. Rebound pulled down by Winona. Swings it out to the left wing. Long jumper put up and good by Tracy Kaler. Tracy Kaler with her first bucket, 38-20. 18-point lead for Albert Lee, 5:57 to go. A three-pointer will put Jeffrey in the top spot. There's a nice pick and
roll. Oh, yeah. She got fouled.
And Jeffrey is a free throw away. She is now tied Bryn Woodside.
It'll be really quiet now. They set up a pick for her at the left elbow. The ball went to the wing. It was a set play. Taya had one finger up, calling one. Went up with the left hand. Here it is, folks.
Woodside at 1,340 for her career. Taya Jeffrey at 1,340.
Let's let the crowd call this one.
I won't say a word. I'm going to videotape it to post on our social media sites later. But here we go. A free throw to become Albert Lee's all-time leading scorer. And that's all you got to know. Taya Jeffrey is now Albert Lee's all-time leading scorer. That is point 1,341. 1,341.
They can't be on the floor here unless Albert Lee called timeout. Carol Hansen saying, get off the floor. We're going to get a technical foul here.
Yeah. I mean, Coach Gleason, I mean, he appreciates a celebration, but you can't have the kids come out in the middle of the floor. So Taya Jeffrey, they're going to have a moment for Taya. Taya's out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll take this time to congratulate Taya Jeffrey on point number 1,341, setting the all-time record for Albert Lee High School.
Well, there you go, 1,341. There's a new person on top of the list, and her name is Taya Jeffrey. Is Taya looking for, her parents? Yep. I think she was looking for her parents, looking for her mom, and she gave her mom the heart sign, showing love. And now Taya being hugged by Kendall Kennis, also being hugged by Morgan Luring. Now hugging Coach Carol Hansen. What a moment here at the high school. It was a free throw to finish off a three-point play. Again, we still have 5:52 to go. It's 41-20. Again, the officials, they're going to give them a few minutes.
You know, I've told this story before, Aaron. I remember coming in to officiate ninth grade games when Taya was already up on the varsity, and in the games that started 5 or 5:30, I don't remember, but as a varsity player, 7:30, she would already be in here at 5, 5:30. Shoot. Man, oh man, what a well-deserved honor for Taya Jeffrey.
Taya Jeffrey, again, 1,341 points. Albert Lee's all-time leading scorer, hitting a free throw to complete a three-point play. She's got 16 points. It's a 21-point lead, 41-20. Back to action. Now the Tigers, they set the milestone. Now it's time to finish off this win with 5:28 to go.
A lot of pressure off them.
Yeah, free throw jumper was no good for Winona. Then Wackles drops it off to a Veldman on the block. Veldman with an easy bucket. She's got 4 points, 43-20. With 5:14 to go. Wackles on the right wing. No, Wackles stole it. It was a pass to the right wing. Here comes Wackles. Drops off to Luring. That's knocked away. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Winona. And I'm sure for Taya, she feels that pressure gone. Now she can concentrate on on her game and the team's game the rest of the season.
Yeah, you can just see the way they're flowing off that after that was made. That
well, passing the Jubelin. Wow. Jubelin hits an 8-foot jumper off the inbounds. Jubelin's got 5 points, 45-20. 25-point lead for Albert Lee. On that right wing, Faith Quinn. Quinn with the basketball looking for a screen, and now an illegal screen is going to be called on Sonnenberg. That's going to be her fourth.
I remember when my daughter was probably a fourth or fifth grader, and we'd be playing in different traveling tournaments, which the Taya and Jordan and Annika would be a part of, 2 years older. And, you know, just watching those girls back in seventh grade, you could see a special bond.
I say, you follow these girls, you've seen them grow up, and I can tell you're a little teary-eyed over there, Jonesy. What a great moment here at the high school. Into that right corner, Veldman back to the top to Wacholtz. Left side to Jubelin on the baseline, back to Jeffrey. Jeffrey the free throw line, drops underneath the lure ring. Her layup put up too strong. Rebound pulled down by Veldman. Veldman stepped out of bounds, and the basketball goes back to Winona. We're going to have to go to our roster. I think both teams will start clearing off the bench a little bit. Coming in for Albert Lee for the first time, J.I. Malagaya.
Jai.
Jai, is this Jai?
Jai.
So Jai Malagaya, 5'1" junior.
Cat quick.
Speaking of cat quick, Wacko's almost got a steal. She knocks it out of bounds.
I sent two pictures up to Bryn, and she sent back a emoji of clapping. So. Oh, there's a
illegal screen. Wow. Jeffrey trying to get through a screen, and a legal screen called on Winona, so the basketball back to Albert Lee.
That knee came out there, and you hope you don't get a Charlie horse when you get hit up by that. Albert Lee's going to call a timeout here, Aaron, with 3:58 to go here in the ballgame.
From the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, again, history has been made tonight. 45-20 is our score. 25-point lead for Albert Lee. We're back in a moment on Kane.
When was the last time that you sampled one of Albert Lee's greatest traditions? Jake's Pizza in downtown Albert Lee makes the best pizza in our area. They're open daily for dine-in, take-out, or delivery.
Gonna take you home early and I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna call Jake's Pizza and order one for me and you. Tell them what you like, they'll make it any way you want them to. Just call 373-7350.
Back here at the high school, Aaron Worm and Tom Jones with you. The Tigers putting the finishing touches on a victory tonight against Winona. 45-20 is the score. Again, if you stepped away from the radio, Taya Jeffrey completing a three-point play, hits the free throw. It is now Albert Lee's all-time leading score. We didn't even announce it. We let the crowd take it from there. Jeffrey right wing, top of the key to Kenneth. Kenneth around the screen from Jeffrey. Back to Jeffrey, left wing, deep in the corner. It's picked off, and here comes Winona the other way, going from left to right. Cross half court. Nice bounce pass and good hustle. It's knocked out of play. Is you talk about her being cat quick. Malagaya hustling down the court, knocked that one out of play.
Boys trailing 34-16. There's a timeout in Winona in the first half. 4:29 to go in the first half.
Substitution, Lindsay Bizak.
Going for Jubelin.
So Jubelin will come out. Again, as soon as I get a chance here, we'll put it on our Facebook page. Again, the point that put Jeffrey over the top. Pass in the corner. Driving baseline. Little runner. Too strong off the glass. Rebound knocked away. Winona gets it back. Looking for some kind of help. Almost turned it over. Scramble on the floor. Winona still controls. 18-foot jumper put up. Partially blocked by Albert Lee. Loose ball. Picked up. And a foul is going to be called. Shot was blocked by Quinn. But Marin Keller got the loose basketball. And Keller is going to shoot a couple. As the foul is going to be called. That's going to be on Bijak. It'll be her first.
It'll be interesting to see how long Carol Hansen keeps Taya in the game here. Up by 25. You don't want to have an injury with 3:20 to go. Get that crowd, give her a huge roar.
First free throw is no good. Second free throw, that is no good. Rebound pulled down by Veldman. Veldman across the timeline to Jeffrey in the corner. Jeffrey in the left wing. Back to the corner to Veldman. Drops it off to Kennis on the block. Into Jeffrey.
Nice.
Nice passing over to Wackles. 10-foot baseline jumper skins off the rim. But Kennis gets the offensive rebound. Back to the top to Jeffrey. 3 minutes to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Tigers by 25. Bijak right wing to Jeffrey. Left side to Kennis. Kennis back to Jeffrey in the top of the key. Jeffrey left side to Malagaya. And her pass gets knocked away. Scramble for it on the floor. We got a couple of Tigers. Jump ball. Possession arrow belongs to Albert Lee.
2:43 to go in the game. Carol's looking down her bench here. Let's see if she gets a sub in. Got a few girls off the JV that can come in.
Jeffrey in the top of the key. Left side to Malagaya. Deep in that left corner to Kennis. Kennis looking to drive baseline, and Kennis is fouled. That'll be team foul number 9, so a one-on-one coming up for Kennis.
Nevaeh Wackles set to check in.
So the foul is going to be called. Winona's Morgan Harold. That'll be her second. One-on-one coming up for Kendall Kennis, who's got 15 points, 4 3-pointers. First free throw is in and out. Just came out, rattled out. Rebound by Winona. 2.5 minutes to go. The Tigers cutting it to 500 on the season at 6-6 with a win tonight. Left wing with the basketball. That's Quinn. Back to the top to Filzen. Filzen looking for some help. Right side to Faith Quinn. It's knocked into the backcourt, and Quinn will chase it down. 2:13 to go. It's been a fun atmosphere. Thank you so much for having Tiger Girls basketball on your radio, on your telephone. Not telephone, your cell phone. Telephones. They've been around for a long time. We're on your smart speaker. There's a three-pointer right side. Well long by that three by Faith Quinn, and chasing it, trying to save it from going out of bounds. Not able to was Keller, so the basketball back.
Push ball here.
Was there a foul?
Yeah, foul. Should foul be two shots on the other end here. Let's see who it's... See who gets to go to the line here for the Tigers. Or is it going to go against Albert Lee? I guess it's going to go against Albert Lee. Albert Lee had gone down to set up like they were shooting.
And then the foul's on Jublin. So substitution, Wackelt, Luring, and Veldman will come out. Jeffrey is still out there with Luring, Wackelt, Bijak, and Jublin. Hey, wonder if Carol just will wait to the final seconds to give Jeffrey a nice walk off the court as the free throw is good. Keller again. She's been leading the Winona offense. She's got 12 points, 12 of Winona's 21.
A good shooter out there, and she also, we saw those two spin moves in the first half. Right down the lane. Second free throw, in and out.
And Jublin comes down with the rebound to Jeffrey. Jeffrey will bring it across the timeline. A minute 48 to go in this one. Left side to Jublin. Pass inside to Wackles. Nice cut. Puts it off the glass too strong, but Wackles will have a couple of free throws. She's got 5 points. And the Albert Lee girls team will be on the road at Red Wing coming up on Friday night. We'll be back at the high school for boys basketball as the Wingers come to Ori Julie Gymnasium.
Nevaeh had 9 points in the first half. We're only half in the JV game and having a good second game here tonight. Tim Gleason's going to clear out his bench.
Robert Lee checking in for the first time. Marissa Lehman, a 5'5 senior. Jeffrey is still out there. Jeffrey looked at the bench for a second to see if she was coming out.
I think it's Annika that's going to go in for her here. Longtime friends.
Should I get my camera ready?
I think that's a good camera moment. First free throw by Wackles is good.
So Wackles gets the free throw. No, she's going in for Wackles.
Okay.
Otherwise she would have checked in.
Sure,
right?
She would have, yeah.
So Wackles got 6. Second free throw by Wackles is no good. Rebound pulled down by Winona. Minute 40 to go, and now a reach and fall on Wackles. And a couple of free throws coming on the other end. 46-21, 25-point lead for Albert Lee. And now Veldman will come in to replace Wackles.
They would like to have that one back here, and they're 75 feet away. up by 25. Timeout, Albert Lee here. It's going to be a full timeout, Aaron.
So we'll take one as well. Again, we are 99 seconds away from, again, officially wrapping up a Tiger win. 46-21. Tigers up by 25. We're back in a moment on Kane.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to have someone else say it. Because for some reason, when a random person talks about how great something is in a commercial, it's more believable.
I saved with a Progressive home and auto bundle.
And there you have it. I mean, I'm not sure why she's more believable than me, but either way, you get the point about the saving. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Aaron Warm and Tom Jones with you from the American Insurance Press Box, courtside here at the high school at the Ori Jirley Gymnasium here on KATE Albert Lee. Thank you for spending your Tuesday night with us. 46-21, 25-point lead for Albert Lee. Kentia Jeffrey, 1,341 points. Now tops when it comes to Albert Lee scoring in girls basketball history.
Got a halftime score as they go into half. The Tigers trail at Winona, 40-23.
They have a new floor in that gym?
Yeah, they had some water damage over there a couple years ago.
First free throw is good by Keller.
Julie, sophomore, boy, you keep that name in your mind. She's a great ball player.
Second one by Keller is no good. It comes out, rebound pulled down by Jublin. Jublin to Veldman. Veldman top of the key. Over to Jublin. Bijak in the left corner. Bijak back to the wing. Back to the top to Jeffrey. Jeffrey left side to Jublin. Jublin looking inside. Back to the top to Veldman. Minute 20 to go. Tigers in no hurry, up by 24. They go inside and a foul is going to be called. And excitement there because Marissa Lehman, a senior, I think is going to shoot a couple in the double bonus.
Played a lot of JV this year, and she took a year off last year, came back for her senior season.
So Lehman will shoot two. The foul's on number one. They don't have a number one on the roster for Winona, so we apologize for that. Lehman got it. That was a good-looking free throw attempt. So Lehman in the scorecard tonight. Lead is 25, 47-22. Second free throw coming from Lehman. That one is short. Rebound by Winona. Minute 12 to go, 47-22. In the front court, Winhaus with the basketball. Driving right side, the foul is going to be called. And is that number one? Yeah, we don't have her in our on our scorecard. Foul is going to be called on Tia Jeffrey. Day is standing at half court. Free throw is good. Front rim, back rim, and down. Yeah, it's been a fun atmosphere tonight. Again, there is no C-Squad game, so the game started a little bit earlier tonight. Jones is getting who number one is that hit the first free throw to hit the second as well. Yeah, we don't have a number three either who's coming in.
So Adri Brennigan is number one.
Adri Brennigan. Okay. So she just knocked down both free throws. 47-24. Jeffrey will bring it across the timeline. 56 seconds to go. A chant of let's go seniors. Top of the key. Swung right side to Jublin. Is that all seniors out there? Jeffrey can't handle the pass. It almost goes out of bounds. She's able to save it to Jublin. Jublin drives in the paint, kicks in the corner. Bijak can't handle that pass, and it skips out of bounds. So Marissa Lehman, Lindsay Bijak, Jordan Jublin, Taya Jeffrey, Annika Veldman, the five seniors on the court right now for Albert Lee with 33 seconds to go. 47-24. Tigers will get the win on a historical night here in Albert Lee. Pass in the right wing. Looking for some help. Driving right baseline with 18 seconds. Still on the wing with 16. And now a foul on Lehman. And I'm going to go with the JV roster and say that Shea Berlin Burns, who got fouled. So a couple of free throws coming up.
Here we go. Morgan's going to go in for.
We're going to check in for Jeffrey. Oh, there she is. Jeffrey will come off. Lou Ring will check in. Nice round of applause. Veldman will come out. Jubelin will come out as well. 47-24. Second free throw is good. 47-25. Give Winona a lot of credit here in the second half. They have outscored Albert Lee in the second half. 10 seconds to go. Over to Bijak. Bijak sliding in. Layup is up, and that's going to go in for Bijak with 4 seconds.
Nice so left Bijak. Hand.
And this game's going to come to an end. 49-25 is your final. Confetti on the court. The student body celebrating with Jeffrey. They came on when Jeffrey set the record. They're chanting Taya. Now it's okay for the student body to be out there. What a fun game here from the high school. They got that silly string. I haven't seen silly string in a long time. They're spraying Taya Jeffrey with silly string. She's got a bunch of a pink string in her hair. They're having a lot of fun. As not only the Tigers win 49-25, but again, Taya Jeffrey, Albert Lee's all-time leading scorer in girls basketball. Post-game show coming up next. Again, 49-25, the final. Albert Lee over Winona on Kate.